From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Investigators said Wednesday that the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path in New York on Tuesday planned the attack for weeks and carried it out on behalf of the Islamic State. John Miller, the New York Deputy Police Commissioner, said he did this in the name of ISIS. Miller told reporters that the suspect, Saifullo Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the United States in 2010, quote, appears to have followed almost exactly to a T advice that Islamic State jihadists have posted on social media on how to carry out a vehicular attack on pedestrians and bicyclists. He said notes linked to Saipov were found at the scene in the lower Manhattan area of the city, where a 28-year-old New York policeman shot him in the abdomen. Miller said the notes were handwritten in Arabic. Tempers flared as American lawmakers grilled Facebook, Twitter, and Google representatives Wednesday about Russia's use of their platforms to spread disinformation during the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as the company's efforts to prevent a repeat. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, told attorneys for the tech giants at a hearing on Wednesday, "You must do better to protect the American people and, frankly, all of your users from this kind of manipulation." Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, said, "What we're talking about is a major foreign power with the sophistication and ability to involve themselves in a U.S. presidential election." This is VOA News. The United States is reported to be pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Trump and Pyongyang. In a story published Wednesday, the Reuters news agency says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission. Workers in the South Korean resort town of Pyeongchang are making final preparations for the Winter Olympics in a big burst of activity that masks a giant problem. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
It's bustling in Athens, where thousands gather to watch the Olympic flame get handed over for 2018. But in the mountainous resort town of Pyeongchang, South Korea, where the Winter Games will take place in less than 100 days, it's eerily quiet. Alarmingly so for locals, some who've spent millions of dollars preparing their businesses for the Olympic boom, and it's all because of tensions with North Korea.
We hope things will improve soon and encourage more foreign tourists to visit for the Olympics.
Barely a third of the Games tickets have been sold so far, and with Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump trading threats back and forth, local authorities say tourists are reluctant to commit to the Olympics, which open on February 9th, just 50 miles away from the world's most heavily fortified border. And it's not just North Korea that's causing the slump. Political tensions with Beijing are also a major factor.
There are almost no Chinese tourists here compared to last year.
Despite a move this week to rekindle relations, the number of Chinese visitors to South Korea slashed by more than half in the past few months, strained by the deployment of Washington's controversial THAAD anti-missile system. Local businesses say they're continuing to see declining tourism numbers, and many are already seeing significant losses ahead of the Olympics. Organizers are hoping athletes from North Korea, still technically at war with the South, will take part and share the stage with American and Chinese athletes, although the North has yet to confirm if it will send a team. For now, all locals can do is put on a brave face and hope for a late boom as the days tick down towards the Winter Games.
Correspondent Grace Lee. Medics and a Yemeni health official say at least 26 people have died in an airstrike in northwestern Yemen. The airstrike on Wednesday hit a hotel and neighboring market in Sada province, which is located near the border with Saudi Arabia. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.